Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Temura Daf Chav Vav, Temura 26, and on 26B, our Gemara, our Daf Yomi has a Mishnah, and our Mishnah clarifies which language, which formulation does a person use in order to effectuate what we call a Temura. Temura is where you say that the sanctity of this animal is going on another animal, and that you're not allowed to do that. That's what we've been discussing in our tractate, but if you do it, both of them are sanctified. So what is the exact language that one uses in order to effectuate this action? So says our Mishnah that in order to do this, you have to use exact language. And if you don't use exact language, a language which transfers, which your intent is to transfer the holiness onto another animal, that is the problematic language. But if your intent is just to deconsecrate the first sanctified animal, then it's not going to be effective. And that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, if you say, Hare zu tachasu, this animal, meaning the animal number two, is going to be in the place of this animal, meaning in place of the consecrated animal, or you say Temurasu, this second animal is going to be the exchanged for the first animal, or Chalifasu, that it is the exchange for this animal, Harezu Temura. Then under those circumstances, if you use the expression of Tachas, Temura, or Chalifas, then we say it is indeed a valid Temura, and the holiness will then come upon the second animal, and in addition to the first animal, and the person will get lashes. So that is the law. However, if a person says Zu Mechuelas al Zu, that this first animal is deconsecrated onto the second animal, then since he uses a language of chilul, of deconsecration, ein zu temura, then we say the temura does not take effect, that the temura only takes effect if he uses an expression of temura, but not if he uses an expression of mechuelas, of it being consecrated. V'im haya hektish balmum, and if the consecrated animal to begin with, the sacred animal, actually had a blemish on it, and then indeed he would be allowed to deconsecrate it onto a chulin, and so we say under those circumstances, if you use an expression of harezu mechuelas, that this animal is deconsecrated, then indeed yotze l'chulin, that then the first animal does become deconsecrated onto the second animal, because he was allowed to do that because the first animal had a blemish on it, and sarach asostavim, the person has to make sure that the value he's placing the animal on, if he places it on an animal that is worth less than the consecrated animal, then under those circumstances, he needs to give the money to the temple. And so that is the law of our Mishnah. So the Rishonim, the Achronim discuss, what's the distinction between using an expression of Temura and an expression which, or another expression of Tachas, or an expression of Chalifa, which are all something which we say you're going to be in violation of the prohibition of Temura, which is an expression of investing the second animal with the holiness of the first animal, and between that of Chilul, which we say does not effectuate a Temura, you would not get lashes. So what's the distinction between them? So the Kedushas Yom Tov explains that Temura is what the Torah prohibits, because that's only when the intent was to invest the sacred animal, the non-sacred animal, with the sanctity of the sacred animal in such a way that both of them are actually sacred. But where his intent was for it to transfer from the holy animal onto the other animal, where his intent is not for them both to be sacred, that's not what the Torah prohibited. The Dor Dorim gives a different answer. He says the reason why the expression of chilul does not make a temura is because since we never see the Torah prohibiting, it's just the expression of chilul. The Torah prohibits an expression of temura, and it kind of implies in his approach, he says it kind of also implies the expression of tachas. But chilul does not fit into that category. And a third approach is brought down by the Dvar Avram. He says that when a person does the chilul, that's the point is his intent is to take the sacred animal and to say it's no longer sacred, but his intent is not to sanctify another animal. It's just that's a byproduct, unlike a temura where that's actually the intent. And so we see from here the position of our Gemara is that if a person says temura or tachas or chalifa, then it's going to be a prohibition of temura. However, our Gemara actually clarifies this, and Gemara says that when it comes to the kodshei bedek habayis, when it comes to something which is sanctified not for the altar but for the upkeep of the temple, then the law is not the case. Then if a person says zu tachazu, this is in exchange for this one, then we say that his words apply and his intent was not to invest the second one with the sanctity of the first one, to, for them to both to be invested, but rather to transfer it. And so Abaye explains in the Gemara that tachas can mean either one, and that's why when it comes to tamura we say it means a tamura. When we come to Bedek Abayas, we say it comes to transfer the sanctity from the consecrated one to the unconsecrated one. So the Achronim actually discuss when it comes to the custom of Kaparos, of trying to transfer our sins onto something else prior to Yom Kippur, whether it's an animal or a plant or a vegetable, it's brought down in the commentaries also, that some say that you should say the expression of Temura. However, this the Zachor Avram says not to use the expression of Temura, because we see from here the expression of Temura is not transferring something from you to something else, but it's investing that other thing with the same thing that you have. So Temura doesn't get rid of your sin, so to speak. So you should not use the expression of Temura, but you should use an expression of Tachas in place of.